In the passages we've read, Jesus emphasizes the importance of self-denial, service, the commitment required to following him, illustrating that true discipleship involves taking up one's cross and surrendering personal ambitions for the sake of Christ's mission. And in a world that encourages self-promotion and comfort-seeking, the words remind us to evaluate our commitment to Christ and the nature of our discipleship. What does it truly mean to carry our cross in daily life, whether in relationships, work, or spiritual community? I think the challenge is to embrace the difficult path of discipleship, yet knowing true fulfillment comes from sacrificial love and obedience. And as we approach Easter, we can look at Jesus and reflect on how he served, endured, suffered, and loved sacrificially. And the challenge for us is to do likewise. So what does it mean to carry our cross? Does it look like this? I mean, that's nice and easy, isn't it? We just carry a cross. A nice little one. Nice little one, we carry a cross. Is that what it means to carry a cross? It's not what Jesus meant, is it? Some other pictures I just found on Unsplash. Jesus carrying his cross. Or another one. Jesus falling and stumbling as he carries his cross. Again, many statues around the world of Jesus carrying his cross with people looking on and paintings. Jesus carrying his cross with soldiers looking on, bystanders looking on, perhaps some friends looking on. And I think there's one more, is there? Yeah, no, just that was the last one. Yeah, the call to carry your cross, or laying down our lives for Christ. Yeah, Jesus has done everything as we remember on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, Easter Sunday. We remember all that Jesus has done for us. The grace and love he gives to us. How he has applied that blood to our hearts. But what do we need to do? Not need to do, but how should we respond to God's love, because he first loved us? What should we respond? Perhaps, first of all, we need to emphasize humble service. Yeah, as Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he said, you also ought to wash each other's feet, or you also ought to serve one another. No one is greater than their master. And I am your master, and I'm taking the place of a servant. So no one is greater than a servant. Yeah, that's what Jesus said, wasn't it? Yeah, I am your master, and no one is greater than their master, so we're lower than Jesus. Jesus is master, we're lower. Jesus takes the place of a servant, so we're lower than that. That's what should be our place. I think it should flick on to me, the next slide. But it's just the words. But yeah, it's that idea that we need to be, or we need to show humility, self-denial. Yeah, putting others first. To lay one's life down to serve others. Jesus knew who he was. He knew his identity. He knew his position. And he willingly took the position of a, of a servant. We perhaps know our importance. We know our significance. So let's take the position of a servant where we are serving one another. Humble servanthood, loving others when others don't expect it, when others don't deserve it. We're loving others. We're demonstrating Jesus. We're beginning to grasp what it means to carry our cross. Perhaps we need to learn that as Jesus, when he knew that he was going to be betrayed, he still loved and cared for his friends. Yeah, he knew what Judas was going to do. It wasn't a surprise that Judas was going to do this, but he still washed Judas's feet. Yeah, are we only wanting to serve those that we like? Serve those who will say thank you? So serve those who will serve us back? Jesus calls us to carry our cross, to be willing to serve, to love, even when others betray us. Might be painful. Jesus knew how painful it was. Yeah, are we going to carry our cross? Another thing we need to express unconditional love. When Peter denied Jesus, he said, "I will die for you." And Jesus said, "No, I know that you're going to deny me three times." We need to love each other, even when people ignore us, even when people hurt us, even when people look, you know, whatever it is. We need to keep on loving, keep on expressing love, irrespective of rejection. Perhaps also we need to recognize that we can keep on loving, we can keep on giving our lives to Jesus, even when we fail. Because Peter was someone who did work out how to carry his cross, but he had a bit of failure in the way. And I think we need sometimes perhaps to remember that, yes, I want to carry my cross daily. But if one day I muck up, one day I go, "No, I don't want to serve those other people." One day I go, "No, I don't want to go there." No, one day I say, "It's okay. Jesus forgives us and invites us to carry our cross today." Yesterday's past. Today you can carry your cross. In the bit that Cameron read, where Jesus is talking to them about the need to carry their cross, the need to make this a daily sacrifice, to deny oneself, to deny oneself. What is it that Jesus is asking you to deny? Because, yeah, do we need this conscious everyday decision to follow Jesus, setting aside our personal desires, setting aside our personal ambitions, the things that make us comfortable? We set aside them for the sake of the gospel, because we say, "Lord, I want to carry my cross." Jesus talked about those who would be ashamed, or, you know, they would be ashamed of Jesus. "Anyone who is ashamed of me, God will be ashamed of." No, really, no. But if I'm going to carry my cross, people are going to know who I belong to. Yeah, there's only one reason why I'm carrying a cross, and that's because that cross represents what Jesus did. Or am I going to carry a very small cross that I can put in my pocket, put under my under my jacket so that people won't see? Or do I carry my cross and refuse to be ashamed of Jesus? Jesus gives assurance. Good things will happen. Future glory for those who stand, those who carry their cross. Even when tough things happen, even when it feels rubbish, even when you think, why am I doing this? I'm not getting anything. Yes, you are. You're getting a big smile from God because you're carrying your cross. In Luke 14, verse 27, Jesus says simply, "And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple." Sometimes I sort of hope that Jesus would make things a bit softer, a bit easier, a bit, you know, why doesn't it say, "And if you don't carry your cross and follow me, you won't be a top rank disciple." You know, or if you carry your cross some of the time, you can be my disciple. If you promise to carry your cross, but even don't do it that often, you'll be my disciple. No, he doesn't say any of that, does he? If you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. It's non-negotiable. We need to be cross-carrying disciples. Yeah, to prioritize our faith beyond everything else. But also, as many of the pictures showed, the cross is a weighty thing to carry. And sometimes we'll need others to help us carry the cross. Yeah, we'll get to the end of the day and we're tired. Because we've carried our cross. We've said, "I'm going to follow. I'm going to show sacrifice. I'm going to show obedience. I'm going to show forgiveness. I'm going to be full of service. I'm going to demonstrate unconditional love. I'm going to carry my cross." Because then we will receive the honor that God gives us. To follow Christ is to willingly embrace the challenges and sacrifices of discipleship, reflecting his love and dedication in how we serve others every day. And the path of true discipleship is marked by the daily decision to deny oneself, take up the cross, and wholeheartedly follow Jesus. Because it leads to profound spiritual fulfillment. Are you carrying your cross?